In memory, it is with deep regret that we record the deaths of the following members, and we offer our heartfelt condolences to their widows, widowers, families and friends. Samuel Adams of Romford, Essex, died on the 2nd of November 2022, aged 93. He served as a private in the Royal Army Ordnance Corps. John Arnold of Middlesbrough, Cleveland, died on the 17th of October 2022, aged 90. He served as a gunner in the Royal Artillery. Hilton Bertram Bacon of Sheffield died on the 20th of October 2022, aged 94. He served as an AC2 in the Royal Air Force. John Geoffrey Banks of Wigan, Lancashire, died on the 1st of October 2022, aged 85. He served as a signalman in the Royal Signals. Ronald Bainyard of Colchester, Essex, died on the 24th of October 2022, aged 95. He served as a craftsman in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. Gerald Francis Bending of Brixham, Devon, died on the 2nd of November 2022, aged 98. He served as a warrant officer in the Royal Air Force. John Royston Brakes of Barnsley, South Yorkshire, died on the 20th of October 2022, aged 88. He served as a private in the West Yorkshire Regiment, Prince of Wales Own. Thomas Broomhall of Birmingham died on the 1st of October 2022, aged 90. He served as an acting Lance Corporal in the Royal Air Force. Leo Bunting of Birmingham died on the 26th of October 2022, aged 88. He served as a private in the Royal Pioneer Corps. John Frederick Cleaver of Weymouth, Dorset, died on the 16th of October 2022, aged 89. He served as an SAC in the Royal Air Force. Wilfred Coles of Sandhurst, Berkshire, died on the 23rd of August 2022, aged 91. He served as an AC1 in the Royal Air Force. Arthur Lambton Colquhoun of Sunderland died on the 19th of October 2022, aged 95. He served as an AC1 in the Royal Air Force. Robert Corey of Weston-super-Mare, Avon, died on the 2nd of November 2022, aged 97. He served as a private in the Devonshire Regiment. Donald Sidney Cox of Chichester, West Sussex, died on the 24th of October 2022, aged 91. He served as an AC2 in the Royal Air Force. Francis Gerald Cross of Preston, Lancashire, died on the 1st of November 2022, aged 100. He served as an electrician in the Merchant Navy. Michael Daniels of Southampton, Hampshire, died on the 20th of October 2022, aged 88. He served as a corporal in the Royal Air Force. John Hector Duffield of Warminster, Wiltshire, died on the 16th of October 2022, aged 97. He served as an able seaman in the Royal Navy. Derek Barry William Eglin of Yeovil, Somerset, died on the 1st of November 2022, aged 88. He served as the chief technician in the Royal Air Force. George Brinley Evans of Neath, West Glamorgan, died on the 14th of October 2022, aged 97. He served as a driver in the Royal Army Service Corps. David Baird Fanstone of Brighton, East Sussex, died on the 28th of October 2022, aged 85. He served as a second lieutenant in the Army Reserve. Fred Freeston of Sheffield died on the 1st of October 2022, aged 92. He served as an LAC in the Royal Air Force. Walter William Hodgkiss of Tipton, West Midlands, died on the 1st of October 2022, aged 98. He served as a corporal in the Royal Army Ordnance Corps. Gerald Hughes of Mesdeg, Mid Glamorgan, died on the 29th of October 2022, aged 88. He served as a trooper in the Royal Armoured Corps Lifeguards. Peter Gordon Holy of High Wycombe, Buckinghamshire, died on the 3rd of October 2022, aged 85. He served as an engineer in the Royal Navy. Adrian Hyde of Coventry died on the 14th of October 2022, aged 58. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Fusiliers. Anthony Ronald Ibbotson of South Chailey, East Sussex, died on the 1st of October 2022, aged 88. He served as a craftsman in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. John Iliffe of King's Lynn, Norfolk, died on the 15th of October 2022, aged 85. He served as a private in the Royal Inniskillen Fusiliers. Agnes Mary Kelly of Southport, Merseyside, died on the 26th of August 2022, aged 101. She served as a private in the Auxiliary Territorial Service. Raymond Kirk of King's Lynn, Norfolk, died on the 17th of October 2022, aged 90. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Engineers. Michael Lally of St Helens, Merseyside, died on the 23rd of October 2022, aged 91. He served as a private in the Royal Artillery. Anna Lamb of Kirkcaldy, Fife, died on the 21st of October 2022, aged 78. She served as a senior aircraftswoman in the Women's Royal Air Force. George Lancaster of Reading, Berkshire, died on the 1st of November 2022, aged 92. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Army Service Corps. Joan Lawrence of Holywell Clwyd died on the 16th of October 2022, aged 101. She served as a corporal in the Women's Royal Air Force. Frances May Ling of Felixstowe, Suffolk, died on the 24th of October 2022, aged 91. She served as a leading Wren in the Women's Royal Naval Service. Alfred William Llewellyn of Bexley Heath, Kent, died on the 20th of October 2022, aged 96. He served as a private in the Royal Engineers. Edward Marriott of Colchester, Essex, died on the 1st of June 2022, aged 94. He served as a petty officer stoker mechanic in the Royal Navy. Eric Marsh of Skelmersdale, Lancashire, died on the 1st of October 2022, aged 97. He served as an LAC in the Royal Air Force. Irene Constance McCulloch of Bromley, London, died on the 11th of October 2022, aged 101. She served as a Lance Corporal in the Auxiliary Territorial Service. Bernard Merritt of Worthing, West Sussex, died on the 31st of October 2022, aged 91. He served as an LAC in the Royal Air Force. David Frederick Owens of Liverpool, Merseyside, died on the 1st of October 2022, aged 91. He served as a gunner in the Royal Artillery. James William Parry of Wrexham, Clwyd, died on the 1st of October 2022, aged 86. He served as a private in the Royal Artillery. Stanley Pope of Manchester died on the 15th of October 2022, aged 95. He served as a private in the Royal Army Ordnance Corps. Frank Alison Potter of Carlisle, Cumbria, died on the 1st of October 2022, aged 99. He served as a driver in the Royal Army Service Corps. Margaret Flores Powell of Uttoxeter, Staffordshire, died on the 12th of October 2022, aged 99. She served as a Lance Corporal in the Auxiliary Territorial Service. Thomas Proven of Barnstaple, Devon, died on the 22nd of October 2022, aged 80. He served as a private in the Parachute Regiment. John Ernest Pullinger of Bridgnorth, Shropshire, died on the 25th of September 2022, aged 97. He served as a corporal in the Royal Engineers. Winifred Anne Rice of Bath, Avon, died on the 20th of October 2022, aged 98. She served as a sister in the Queen Alexandra's Royal Army Nursing Corps. Joseph Riley of Widnes, Cheshire, died on the 1st of October 2022, aged 93. He served as a gunner in the Royal Artillery. Robert Shepherd of East Boldon, Tyne and Wear, died on the 5th of October 2022, aged 90. He served as a sapper in the Royal Engineers. John Brian Sutcliffe of Sheffield died on the 19th of October 2022, aged 92. He served as a sergeant in the Royal Artillery. Clifford Taylor of Macclesfield, Cheshire, died on the 16th of October 2022, aged 94. He served as a Lance Corporal in the King's Own Royal Regiment. Geoffrey Wade of Chelmsford, Essex, died on the 3rd of October 2022, aged 96. He served as an acting Lance Corporal in the Royal Signals. Alec Ward of Derby died on the 3rd of November 2022, aged 94. He served as a Warrant Officer Second Class in the Royal Engineers. Jack Wilde of Ferry Hill, County Durham, died on the 1st of October 2022, aged 88. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Army Catering Corps. Walter Williams of Ellesmere Port, Cheshire, died on the 10th of October 2022, aged 97. He served as a Canteen Assistant in the Royal Navy. Donald Williams of Harwich, Essex, died on the 27th of October 2022, aged 82. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Army Catering Corps. And Andrew McCallum Woodburn of New Milns, Ayrshire, died on the 24th of October 2022, aged 93. He served as an LAC in the Royal Air Force.